Dust Destruction and Survival in the Cassiopeia: A Reverse Shock, by F.D. Priestley et al. Core collapse supernovae CCS Ni produce large GTRSI meter 0.1 m_O. masses of dust, and are potentially the primary source of dust in the universe, but much of this dust may be destroyed before reaching the interstellar medium. Cassiopeia A, CAS A is the only supernova remnant where an observational measurement of the dust destruction efficiency in the reverse shock is possible at present. We determine the pre- and post-shock dust masses in CAS A using a substantially improved dust emission model. In our preferred models, the unshocked ejecta contains 0.6 to 0.8 m_O. of 0.1 materu meter silicate grains, while the post-shock ejecta has 0.02 to 0.09 m_O. of 5 to 10 n meter grains in dense clumps, and 2 t meters 10 to the power of -3 m_O. of 0.1 materu meter grains in the diffuse X-ray emitting shocked ejecta. The implied dust destruction efficiency is 74-94% in the clumps and 92-98% overall, giving CAS A final dust yield of 0.05-0.30 m_O. If the unshocked ejecta grains are larger than 0.1 materu meter, the dust masses are higher, the destruction efficiencies are lower, and the final yield may exceed 0.5 m_O. As CAS A has a dense circumstellar environment and thus a much stronger reverse shock than is typical, the average dust destruction efficiency across all CCS Ni is likely to be lower, and the average dust yield higher. This supports a mostly stellar origin for the cosmic dust budget. This was Dust Destruction and Survival in the Cassiopeia A Reverse Shock, by F.D. Priestley et al.